This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Hollywood celebrities, civil rights leaders, musicians, and politicians gathered in front of the golden casket of George Floyd Thursday for the first in a series of memorials for the man who was anonymous in life but has sparked global protests for justice in his death. During the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton said that Floyd should not be among the deceased, but he had been victimized by an unjust treatment of African Americans.
So it is not a normal funeral. It is not a normal circumstance, but it's too common, and we need to deal with it.
The 46-year-old Floyd died May 25th after a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. He and three other officers could get up to 40 years in prison. A towering statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee will be removed from Richmond's Monument Avenue after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced the move on Thursday. The statue, which sits on state property, will be moved to storage while Northam's administration works with community leaders to determine its future.
And I believe that when we learn more, when we take that honest look at our past, we must do more than just talk about the future. We must take action. So I am directing the Department of General Services to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee as soon as possible.
The statues on Monument Avenue are among the most prominent collection of tributes to the Confederacy in the United States. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in Hong Kong defied a police ban Thursday evening, breaking through barricades to hold a candlelight vigil on the 31st anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown. Crowds poured into Victoria Park to light candles and observe a minute of silence while police played recordings warning people not to participate in the unauthorized gathering. They did little to stop people from entering the park. Authorities had cited the need for social distancing during the coronavirus outbreak in barricading the sprawling park, but activists saw that as a convenient excuse. The 1989 crackdown on student protesters led to the deaths of hundreds, possibly thousands of people at the hands of Chinese authorities. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain on Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Our actions, your actions, will also support healthcare systems in the world's poorest countries, which are increasingly victims of coronavirus.
Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped below the 2 million mark for the first time since the health crisis forced a near shutdown of the U.S. economy in March. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has the numbers.
The Labor Department announced Thursday that new jobless claims hit 1.8 million last week. That's a big drop from nearly 7 million Americans filing for first-time benefits when much of the economy was forced to shut down over health concerns. But economists point out the jobless numbers remain stubbornly high and reflect a second yet smaller wave of layoffs by companies struggling to cope with weak demand. The jobless numbers also likely reflect states playing catch-up by finally processing claims for those workers displaced at the onset of the shutdown. With more businesses allowed to reopen their doors, many Americans are starting to return to work. Thursday's snapshot of the job market comes ahead of a bigger picture view. The government will publish its unemployment figures on Friday. Economists expect to see the jobless rate top 19%, its highest level since World War II. That would eclipse a previous record set in April of 14.7%.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Reporting by remote, I'm...